Domestic Violence in Same-Sex Relationships by Ricardo J. Acevedo, Matias, MSW, Social Worker of SSS. During Pride Month, it's important to not only celebrate the achievements of the LGBTQ+ community, but also address the ongoing challenges they face. One such challenge is domestic violence in same-sex relationships, a problem that often goes unnoticed, both in public discourse and in supportive services. This article explores the distinctive characteristics of this form of violence, the obstacles victims face, the need for policies, and some resources for getting help. Domestic violence is defined as a systematic pattern of behaviors in an intimate relationship that happens over a period of time and can become frequent and severe. The objective of those who commit domestic violence is to control, dominate, and coerce the other person in the relationship. The problem is even more complex when it affects same-sex relationships, as it is rendered invisible to general society. Are we really prepared to serve all victims, regardless of their sexual orientation? I would hate to see a front-page story of a murder committed by one man against his male partner. This call is to create public policy that includes training on sexual diversity among those involved in healthcare, the police, the judiciary, corrections and rehabilitation, and the entire governmental structure that intervenes in cases of domestic violence, with support from nonprofit organizations. Sexual diversity exists in all communities, including Puerto Rico. There is an ongoing conflict between the religious community, the state, and the LGBTQ+ community over sexual diversity that blinds us as a society to the problem of domestic violence in same-sex relationships. The definition of domestic violence in Act No. 54 of August 15, 1989, as amended, also known as the Domestic Abuse Prevention and Intervention Act, does not establish that domestic violence is perpetrated exclusively by men against women. When we as a society fail to recognize the dynamics that take place from women towards men, from women to women, and from men to men, this leads to what is known as bias in structures, government, and institutions. Gay male couples who experience domestic violence have internalized and embraced society's prejudice and discrimination. They experience negative feelings about their own sexual orientation and sexuality, which is nothing more than internalized homophobia. Internalized homophobia is not helpful in ending domestic violence, as it does not allow gay men to recognize when they are in an abusive relationship, to seek help, or to access support services. Seeking help may involve disclosing their sexual orientation and having to resort to entities that provide an inadequate social response. Occasionally, cases that would merit the enforcement of Act Number 54 on domestic violence have been prosecuted as simply assault or stalking. The problem is real, and it's growing. If no action is taken to protect rights and provide adequate services, we will need to deal with the severe mental health fallout in the future. The PR Police Department reported having registered 95 victims of domestic violence in the LGBTQ+ community in 2023. Keep in mind that this number only represents filed cases. However, in reality, there are many cases of domestic violence that are not reported or upheld in court. Research conducted at Carlos Albizu University in Puerto Rico on the mental health of the LGBTQ+ community showed a higher propensity for depression, anxiety, drinking, and suicidal behavior than in heterosexual populations. Likewise, men who experience homophobia, physical and verbal abuse, poverty, and racism said they felt socially disconnected and distressed and had low self-esteem. Furthermore, domestic violence in the form of sexual violence can expose victims at risk for infection with sexually transmitted diseases or human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. I encourage you to get involved in this education process so we can reach more people, raise awareness, and find active solutions to this problem. If you belong to the LGBTQ+ community or have a loved one who is experiencing domestic violence, you can seek help by calling 911, going to the nearest state police headquarters, going to a gender violence court ascribed to the courts of Puerto Rico, contacting the Legal Aid Clinic of the University of Puerto Rico School of Law. They will provide confidential counseling free of cost. Phone 787-999-9570/787-999-9579. Approaching a nonprofit organization of your choice, such as Waves Ahead, PR Conqueror, and Centro Ararat. Let us all strive to create safe spaces and provide services that preserve the dignity of every human being.